Hometown Heroes of the Week.
It's Eric Hansen at Coach Dobry Field in Monmouth, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Monmouth Roseville Titans football team. Let's hear it. Yeah! All right, let's meet the first Hometown Heroes of the fall sports season, the Monmouth Roseville Titans.
Number 9, J.C. Sills, play corner and wideout.
Number 20, Jacob Wolf, safety on defense.
Number 31, Deke Senior, running back.
Number 8, Brian Patnode, special teams.
Trey Anderson, number 51, I'm strong guard.
Number 11, Patrick Johnson, I'm a wide receiver.
Marcus Malcolm, number 52, I play defense.
Jake Thomas, number 40, linebacker.
My name is Kyle Dilley, number 64, and I play guard, defensive end, and outside linebacker, and I'm a senior.
Addison Fletcher, number 5, I play quarterback and kick.
CJ Daniel, I play running back, and I'm number 25, and I'm a senior.
Ramon Mendoza, number 59. And I play doc.
Number 15, Austin Johnson. I play running back and middle linebacker, junior.
Ron Heinrich, number 34. I play tight end and middle linebacker, and I'm a senior.
Number 71, Tabor Lindsay, and I play O-line and D-line.
Number 74, Akira Lindsay. I play defensive end and center.
Number 75, Noah Tarassi. I play O-line, D-line. I'm a senior.
Number 68, Joe Crum, offensive line, senior.
78, Gage Pierce, O-line.
77, junior, Blake Smith. Defensive tackle.
Number 17, Bryce Hall, senior, tight end and linebacker.
Number 1, Carter Russell, sophomore, running back, linebacker.
Number 3, Braden Timmerman, senior, wide receiver, linebacker.
Number 10, Nate Lewis, Bresenhan, defensive back, and I'm a junior.
Christian Sorzano, number 2, and safety.
Jamani Skinner, number 12, wide receiver and defensive back.
The Monmouth Roseville Titans football coach, Jeremy Adolphson. And Jeremy, what do you attribute a 3-1 start? That's pretty good for the Titans.
Yeah, you know, just a lot of experience. We got a really good senior group. They played a lot of varsity football as sophomores, probably before they needed to, a few of them. And I think just that experience the last couple of years has really helped them. We've had a really good offseason. We've got a good nucleus of guys back and have fit in some nice new pieces in there around them. And I think we're playing with more confidence than we have in a while, but we're playing well enough to earn that confidence. So it's been a heck of a start for us.
Well, not to downgrade at all, but you surprised at all about the 3-1 start?
No, I said, honestly, you know, I really felt like going in the first week, I told people that if we got the first one at Rock Ridge, I thought there wasn't a reason that we couldn't get several in a row right after that. So probably in retrospect, looking back, would like to be 4-0 right now. But yeah, happy to be where we are. We're in a good spot. We're about halfway into the season here, and we're kind of getting the conference portion of our schedule going, just having one conference game so far. So I'm not surprised at all. I think this is a good team. I told them at the start of the year that's the most talented team I've had here, including the one that played 11 games back in 2012. So yeah. Their goals are pretty high and my goals are pretty high, and we're kind of on target where we want
to
be.
Not to relive it, but that one loss, how close was it? Were you in it?
Yeah, 28-22. Yeah. Just a couple plays here or there, just couldn't quite get over the hump. We gave up a couple pass plays, and then really after that, we didn't give up our first team defense didn't give up a touchdown for a span of 10 quarters after that. So the defense has really picked it up since then. The offense has steadily improved, and we feel really, really good to be where we are for sure. And like I said, it gets real exciting right now. We were a homecoming game last week. We go to Shore for their homecoming. We got senior night and homecoming coming up, so a lot of excitement and a lot of talk around the community about football, and it's kind of nice to hear that because we've last couple years haven't quite been where we wanted to be, and we're in that position right now.
Jeremy, tell me about your journey. How long you've been here, and what brought you to Monmouth Roseville?
Sure. Yeah, this is my 8th year here. Got here in 2011, so really, really enjoy it, and hope to have a whole bunch more. I told people I'll do this until they wheel me off the field, so I got a lot of years left. Prior to that, spent 6 years as the head coach at Alwood and Alwood-Rova, then went to Rock Ridge for 4 years. I've been an assistant at Mercer County for 1 year and an assistant down at Northwestern Lehart my very, very first year out of college. So kind of moved around, but always somewhere around this area. I'm from Alito originally, so never too far away from there.
You didn't mind moving around because you've been to a lot of places.
Yeah, and it's a lot of things I grew up playing against, and I grew up playing on this field right here, and yeah. Same thing with Rock Ridge, and obviously, even down at Northwestern there, that was a school I was very familiar with because my head coach came from there to Alito, so a lot of connections in the area, a lot of good people, and for us it's exciting, especially when we go play Sherrard for their homecoming. There was a stretch there where we didn't play Sherrard for 4 years here, as crazy as that sounds. Yeah. And when I grew up, Monmouth and Sherrard, that was the battle. When I was in junior high and early high school, that was the battle for the Olympics. So we're real excited. I'm very excited to get there. Got some family over that way. And
nice.
Just a lot of people around the community, they're happy when we play teams that they've heard of. We had a stretch for a while. We were playing down in Champaign and Aurora and Quincy and kind of all over the place. And I think the town is excited about the schedule because we saw Rock Ridge week one. We see Sherrard. We're going to see Orion again on the schedule next year. So we're getting some teams that are a little more familiar with.
Well, we're excited to come today, too. We've been, the last several years, for wrestling, for girls basketball. Haven't been on the football field in a while, so we're so glad to be here. You got t-shirts and a plaque, and Jeremy, we could be back in 9 weeks or so with a $1,000 check.
That would be outstanding. Yeah, we would love that. So as a math teacher at the school, I've had many of these sheets filled out for those other teams, so I was really excited to do it for our football guys this week, and really happy that everybody else turned out. And I know our elementary schools got heavily involved as well, so really a cool thing to brought the community together, so we definitely thank you and appreciate it.
Yeah, we hope to return, and good luck with Sherrod tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You already know how it is. Team 4C!
Hometown Heroes of the Week.